Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
You guys want to do Animal Parade? I don't exactly know what the end of like the point of it is, but you just go do 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 a blank an animal with a finish a sentence. So it's like do 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 a monkey with a brain tumor, and then it would go to the next person, and they go do 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 a sheep with a raincoat, do 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 a dog walking his dog. So you're supposed to keep it up at that same pace, and you try not to repeat animals or tasks.
Do you go in alphabetical order?
Yeah.
No,
I don't think so.
It's just it's the idea of is that there's a parade of animals and you're describing what the animals are doing in the parade.
Nice.
How do you know that the monkey has a brain tumor? You can't see a brain tumor.
Oh, you can see the tumor.
He's holding up a sign that says, "Hi."
I have a brain tumor?
Yeah.
Nah, that monkey looked like Mojo Jojo. Tumors just popped right at the top of his head.
Mojo Jojo, I am terminal.
Hello, welcome to The Judgies, another great episode of a podcast. Can't say it's good. I'm Josh.
I'm Erica, or Rick, whatever.
And I'm Christian.
And we are
The Judgies.
Hey, I'm pretty offended that you said that this isn't a good podcast. This isn't my mom's favorite podcast. Mm. So, I mean, maybe we could put that as a little tidbit there.
The back of the book reviews?
Yeah. What are those called? New York Times.
The testimony.
Marcia Kluckner's favorite podcast.
Rated 5 out of 5 stars by my mom. Yes. This is a podcast where we curate curate internet stories, laugh about them, judge them, make people laugh, hopefully, make people cry, probably, and make people probably stop listening to the podcast after a few minutes. So, yeah, that's where we're at.
Okay.
Yeah, after combing through the analytics, we're seeing that you guys listen to maybe 15 seconds. Maybe this week just make it 30.
Just give us a shot. Make it to 30 seconds in before you decide.
They actually only listen to us for our intro music?
Nah, that's not for me. Yeah, I mean, yeah,
fair.
I would listen to the intro music and then, right, skip on to the next one.
Maybe they'll change the intro every week. I have to check back in. So I'm going to read 2 Am I the Asshole stories. The first is the post from a brother talking about his sister, and then he has an update post a couple days later. So the first one is titled.
Oh, are we doing titles?
I am. Okay. I know you guys don't like to, but I like to.
Yeah. Can you try to read good and not sound like shit?
It's extra funny because we're the ones that suck at reading and Josh was the only good one.
No, I know how to. I read good. I read at a 5th grade level.
That's pretty good.
I've read The Hobbit once in my life.
Mm.
So, pretty smart.
By read The Hobbit, you mean you had the closed captions on during the movie?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was the audiobook.
You had
but
closed
I did...
captions on for an audiobook. You're just watching your Kindle play it.
Guys, quit judging me.
So these people are from the UK. Do I dare?
Don't dare.
Do I dare?
You do not dare.
Yeah, I don't
right,
think
so am I the asshole for calling my sister to wear...
Please don't.
Am I the asshole for asking my sister to wear a bikini when sunbathing?
Oh, I don't... Ugh. Just the title. It makes my skin crawl. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I've definitely watched like a video about this like earlier this week.
Ew.
It's been hot recently in the UK.
Stop it.
Please stop that.
It's been hot recently here in the UK, so my sister, 21, has been spending her days sunbathing in the garden. Nothing wrong with that. Doesn't affect me, 19, doing my workouts. And he's male. Right? Well, yesterday, I came outside to find my sister laying on her front with her bare back on display. Again, nothing wrong with that. I'm used to it by now. So I went and started my workout. In the middle of said workout, I came back up to the garden to find her now laying on her back, completely topless. She had her sunglasses on, so I figured she might have fallen asleep or something. Turned out, she wasn't. She let out a mildly annoyed, "What?" I told her it's no big deal, but that she might want to wear a bikini top next time, as she probably doesn't want her brother, or anyone else for that matter, seeing her boobs. She let out an exasperated, "Whatever, man," then turned over and went back to ignoring me. I figured that this was problem solved, but I couldn't be more wrong, because the next morning, I came outside to find her wearing absolutely nothing.
Hell
like,
yeah.
literally nothing. Aside from the sunglasses. UV protection
is
important.
Hey, man. That's a power move. Sunglasses? Nothing else?
I walked over to confront her about it. Before I could say anything, she turned and asked, "What now?" I told her I was confused as I thought she had agreed not to sunbathe nude around me anymore. Her response was that she heard me, but that she doesn't have to listen to me as it's her body and she can do whatever she wants with it.
Preach.
Hmm? I mean, I don't want to go on record as being anti that, but... she told me I could go ahead and exercise. What's your deal? You've seen me nude anyway. I'd rather not do it with her sprawled out naked, so I figured we could come to a compromise. I asked her when she would be done. She told me she didn't know and that she wasn't going to plan her day around my workout schedule. I told her this was unfair, to which she said, "Take it up with Mom and Dad." So that's what I did. Dad wanted nothing to do with it, but Mom agreed to talk to her. By the time she came back in, my mom had switched sides completely and started giving out to me about making my sister feel self-conscious about her body in her own home. I told her it's nothing personal and that I just want an hour where I can exercise in a nudity-free zone. She told me that I would have to make other arrangements as it's unreasonable of me to make demands of other people in the garden. This made me wonder, am I the asshole? What do you think?
Oof.
It's pretty wild. The dad is a smart man, just being like, "Nah, this isn't my problem. Take it up with your sister and your mom.
Ask your mom. Leave me the fuck out of it."
I just feel like, why would you want your brother to see you naked?
Absolutely. It's like, yeah, obviously, he's not trying to, like, control her body or her expression.
Sure.
He's just, because the mom here is saying, like, you can't tell her what to do in her household. You're not allowed to make her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
She's making him uncomfortable, and he tried to be like,
"Yes,
hey, I just need an hour, and then I'll go back inside, and then you'll be good." Like, and during that hour, she could just be laying on her front and tanning her back.
Mm-hmm. How long do people tan for?
Oh, it depends.
What's a normal time range to tan?
Like an hour, but it depends on like how dark you're trying to get and.
And in the UK, it's cloudier, so it might not. You might have to do it more.
So you burn easier. Haven't you ever heard that?
You don't burn easier. You just burn on less sunscreen
you
because you think
more
it's cloudy.
In an overcast. All right, my mom told me this. Josh, are you saying my mom's a liar?
I mean, she did tell you this is her favorite podcast. Yeah, it's like, at first when I started reading this, it was like, it was sort of like Erica, your natural response, where it's like, oh, like she's laying on her stomach with like her bra off, like who, big deal. But then the next day, just to be completely in the buff, just like fully exposed.
She's fully doing that because she's trying to be an asshole.
Right.
Like that, I understand what she's like saying. Like she, you know, she can do whatever she wants. It's her body for sure. But you doing what you want with your body does not get to infringe upon the rights of somebody else.
Right.
If you're making somebody uncomfortable, especially your brother, why do you want your brother to see you naked?
That's the wild part to me too.
I don't like that.
I like her response of, well, you've always seen me naked, love, so what's the matter anymore? It's like, yeah, that doesn't mean it's okay. It's still fucking weird.
It's weird. It's still weird.
Yeah. But, like, this is why I brought up how long did it take the tank. Because what's this guy's timeline that he literally can't work out at another time? I think I would just be like, yeah, that didn't go well. Two times, no luck. I'm just going to work out an hour later.
Well, I think it's sort of left out here. But I think the implication is, like, now it's getting warmer, so now she's sunbathing. So he had already set out his time, like, this is the time that I've been working out outside. And then she started to come into that time. So, not that, like...
Yeah, they're going to have to post a schedule on the fridge or something. That's the only solution to this.
So she's, like, literally coming in and, like, just commanding this time slot that he already had, like, carved out. Which, she can go sunbathe and not be interrupting his workout, but by being nude, she's interrupting his workout.
Yeah, it's hard to get, you know, good blood flow into your, like, your biceps and
your pecs
when it's all going to your dick. Exactly.
Gross.
Oh, man.
You know, those British people, they're weird. They're into their sisters like that, I'm pretty sure. I've seen it on a documentary on the BBC.
No, he has not.
I have.
No, you watched a video with BBC's.
Oh, about in the brothers UK. And sisters. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
You know, it's all blurring together now. That sounds right.
I love, too, the line at the end here where the mom said to them, I would have to make other arrangements as it's unreasonable of me to make demands of other people in the garden. Like, anywhere else you can make demands of people, but not in the garden, Jeffrey. You do not make demands in the garden.
I mean, to be fair, she's kind of making a demand in the garden, too.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Even though she's not coming out and saying, like, oh, you don't like it, then get your own fucking time. But she's just, like, she's being rude about it.
No, she's in the right here. Josh was right about the overcast in the UK. She really has a very limited time to get in that UV exposure where it'll be high enough to actually give her a tan. So,
I mean, sure, that does make sense, but at the same time, she's being rude about it.
But maybe you're
only agreeing with her because she's a naked woman?
Oh, I don't know.
Gross.
So I just looked. Maybe I screenshotted him. The update post got deleted. Reddit has these subs generally have a rule about like validation posts. So he was deemed as being not the asshole by Reddit.
He couldn't get a picture of his naked sister, and they're like, "We gotta take it down, dude. Sorry."
Oh, pics or you're gonna get banned.
Pics or it didn't happen.
So he had put up a post back into Emma the Asshole as an update post of him, his response, and then he also posted a malicious compliance of his response. They both got removed because I guess the rule he was like infringing upon was he's clearly knows he's not the asshole, he's just trying to get upvotes now, which I think it's kind of a dumb rule because like the whole point of Reddit is to get upvotes, and it's, you can't intentionally farm for upvotes because that makes you bad for some reason. I don't know. But I'll see if I save a screenshot. I don't think I did. No, I didn't. But from my memory, the top comment on that first post, 8,600 upvotes. Do your workout naked. Plenty of star jumps and forward bends, lunges, etc. Then see if the rules change. So this dude's 19. He's a 19-year-old. He's a lad. Yeah, proper lad. 19 years old.
That doesn't get. It's so gross. You sound so gross when you say it like that.
He's a proper lad, yeah?
It's bad.
It's bad?
It's bad.
What do you mean? Listen to any episode of Love Island. I'm nailing the guy from season 3.
Probably nailing it, but man, it's bad. They know it's bad. They wish they didn't talk like that, and they just can't help it.
So he decided to take that comment to heart. So the next morning, he went out completely in the buff, go do his workouts, and he had this whole big like thing written out about like, it was originally weird feeling my dick flop up and down against my thigh, and it's like, all right, guy.
But by the end of it, man, it felt kind of good. I think I'm going to start working out naked all the time now.
He did say, like, it did feel freeing after, like, I started doing it.
Maybe my sister's onto something.
Immediately, you know, the sister and the mom, like, started yelling at him, like, you can't force your sister to see your naked self. Like, that's not fair to her. So it was literally the exact response he was hoping to get, which is, like, that is contradictory.
Yes.
I'd be curious to hear the dad's take on this, but unfortunately he's out in the shed just drinking himself drinking himself into a stupor, like, why are my kids so fucking dumb?
What a weird predicament.
I'm into it.
The story actually ends with them becoming full-fledged nudists. They never wore clothes again.
Yeah, I wish that post hadn't gotten deleted. I don't remember the like full resolution.
Quick sidebar. Do you guys know that we have a nudist beach here in our area?
What?
Where?
There's a campground.
Why do you know about this?
Because he tries to cook food and sell food on his campground nude, which is against the health code.
Health violation, I'd imagine.
That's so wild.
So we get complaints about him all the time. And like,
how many people do you think go to this place?
I don't know. It's
a Wait, shithole. Who's going to a nudist like beach and complaining that someone is naked cooking food?
Well, he has to have a hairnet on his dick and his pubes and stuff. Duh.
So he'll, like, when the health inspectors go to do inspections and shit, he'll be completely nude. And he'll just, like, sit with his legs, like, spread all the way out.
Dude, that's so awesome.
Flopping out.
His man spreading into the 100th degree.
Uh-huh. And so I told the health inspector that does that inspection, and I was just like, just tell him how small his wiener is next time. Just be like, huh, look at that tiny dick.
Next day, it's boarded up. He shuts it down.
Is that why you gotta keep it out all day? Is maybe if it gets enough air, it'll lengthen?
Well,
I mean, gravity. It makes sense.
If he's running a nudist beach, like, I don't know if you should shame him for like being naked in like a spot. Is it legal to have this nudist beach, I assume? I assume he has a permit.
I don't know. But if he's gonna be
you shouldn't be cooking.
Asshole about it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
He's only doing, like, he only does it to make them uncomfortable.
We call that a power move.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you should shame
Have you
him.
Ever talked to the guy? Or like,
no, the judge is
whole They only send our male
You don't know, like,
there.
What he sounds like, or, like, nope. If he's, like, a 26-year-old male.
Oh, no, he's an old man.
That lives in It's me, guys.
No.
Can we plan a trip?
No, absolutely not.
Josh, me and you will plan a trip.
Mm-mm.
I feel like a nudist beach in rural Illinois ain't gonna be what you want it to be.
It's just gonna be you, me, and like 6 other dudes hoping that there is like a girl there.
I just need to see one nip, man. That's all I need, and then I'll go.
Bet all you're getting is man nips.
Is it like a hidden? Is this a hidden treasure?
It is not.
That's
Can
awesome.
Can I find out about this if I go like Google it, or is this like a secret?
It's like a secret menu on a restaurant.
I want to go to the nudist beach animal style. All right.
What does that mean?
Extra cheese sauce.
I think it's when there's like mustard and onions grilled into it.
You know,
a couple extra
animal
on
style.
The
animal style. Nude beach. Normally, you're going in and out.
You did it, folks. We've reached perfection. Thanks for tuning in. This will be the last episode ever.
You ever been to In-N-Out?
No.
Oh, animal style is a way to order. It's like the secret menu, or it used to be the secret menu. Now it's just on the menu at In-N-Out.
Do we even have an In-N-Out?
No, it's like a West Coast thing.
Yeah.
And the South a little bit.
Next post. This is on Today I Fucked Up. So it's Today I Fucked Up by not being able to wipe the wife's butthole.
What?
Happened.
You got me interested.
2 weeks ago. So a few weeks ago, my 29 male wife, 28 female, got into an accident and broke both her hands. She will have a full recovery, but for 3 months, her hands need to be in these giant casts that make her look like she has clubs at the end of her arms. Obviously, she can't use her fingers for the next few months, so I've been doing every cooking, cleaning, changing her clothes, bathing her, brushing her teeth, and yes, wiping her butt after she goes number two.
What about number one? Yeah. Is she just drip dry?
I thought the same thing. I was like, well, maybe she could, like, wipe it around her club and it's different. I don't know. He doesn't bring up number one. Before the fuck up, I would go to the kitchen while she uses the bathroom and come back to wipe her when she finishes and calls me over. However, during this one certain time, the fuck up happened. I go to leave the bathroom after pulling her pants down and sitting her onto the toilet, but out of pure absent-minded dumbassery, I must have turned the lock on the door before leaving.
Oh no.
I close the door without thinking much of it and go wait in the kitchen so my wife can have her privacy as she does her business. Soon enough, I hear her say she's done and calls me over. I walk to the bathroom door and it's locked. Panic from both me and her. The door is too far for her to reach, and she wouldn't be able to unlock the door with her club hands anyway. I lost the key to the bathroom door a long time ago, so there's that. I asked my wife if I should run and bust the door down, to which she says no, and I doubt we'd be able to anyways, because it's a pretty hefty door. Subtle flex.
We got pretty nice doors
in our house.
We've got solid wooden doors. None of that bullshit hollow doors.
Hollow core.
This wouldn't happen if you were just part of a nudist colony with bead doors everywhere.
There you go.
So there we are, separated by a locked bathroom door and shit drying on her butt. Doesn't happen that quick, right?
How fast is shit drying? It can't be that fast.
They got a fan in there. Fucking
it's getting crusty.
As I was about to... It's not that big of a deal. She could just get into the shower.
But she can't get her casts wet. And how is she supposed to turn the knobs if she can't use her hands?
I would say...
I mean, eventually. Like, it's obviously not as an immediate response.
I would say just take the loss and just stand up and get poopy butt cheeks.
The way they describe it is, like, is if you get poop on the inside of your butt cheeks, your life is over. You're ruined. There's no coming back. It's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever, like, gone to the bathroom and then you realize you don't have toilet paper and you have to get up to go to a different room to get it or something. Like, it fucking happens. You just take a shower or something.
Yeah, you just hold your butt cheeks apart while you walk to the other room, right? Erica, can you have some input on this? Has this happened to you?
This has not, because I don't live alone.
Right.
So.
Well, next time you're out on toilet paper, I'll let you experience what it's like to hold your butt cheeks open and walk to the other room.
Yeah, I don't think you'll enjoy my response to that.
The ultimate walk of shame.
I'll just use your pillow. I would not do that.
There's three other pillows. I'll just use a different pillow.
I'm big talk, but I would not do that.
As I was about to give up and call the fire department, I heard the doorknob rattle and click. I turn the knob, and to my surprise, it opens. I ask my wife how she was able to unlock the door, but I see for myself. She's managed to pick up the toilet scrubber between her two... Can't use my hands, gotta use my ass cheeks to turn the knob. I ask my wife how she was able to unlock the door, but I see for myself. She's managed to pick up the toilet scrubber between her two giant stumpy casts and must have used the bristles to unlock the door. She says, "Don't touch anything and just clean me up." And that's when I realize the bathroom side of the door, and everything else the scrubber touched has to be covered in a nice layer of nasty, toilety goodness. Let's be honest, how coordinated can you be with two casts instead of your fingers? That must have took her many clumsy tries, and as a result, touched every surface of the bathroom with the gross scrubber. And so, after wiping her, cleaning her up, and pulling up her pants, I tell her to go to the kitchen, and I'll clean up the bathroom. Not that big of a deal, right? Like, obviously it's gross, but the way they're describing, like, is it better to... not just stand up and get shitty butt cheeks compared to taking a toilet scrubber and rubbing it over literally every surface in the bathroom?
Yeah, I, like I said, take the loss, get poopy butt cheeks, learn from your lesson, order a bidet. I don't know why that wasn't the first thing you did.
Oh. They talk about a bidet. So he spends the next 40 minutes thoroughly bleaching, scrubbing, and shining the bathroom, trying not to think that all of it could have been avoided if I didn't lock the door. Now, to avoid the situation happening again, I sit next to my wife while she uses the bathroom. She now shits holding my hand, and while she squeezes, I rub her...
What? How is that the solution here?
Are you okay?
Why? That's one thing to sit in the room with her, but to... I hold her hand while she takes a shit.
Hold her club.
Oh my god. I mean,
yeah, if she's holding his hand, that means she's just got both her clubs around his hand. She now shits holding my hand, and while she squeezes, I rub her back encouragingly. Probably TMI, but oh well.
Man, that's true fucking love right there. Oh my god, would you do this for me?
Probably not.
Both my hands are broken. I can't wipe my own ass.
Well, here's the thing. I would probably do it for you because you only poop every 3 months, so I don't have to do it once before the casts are off, so I would do it for you.
That's fair.
The first note or edit is no, a bidet won't help. We got one a couple of years ago out of curiosity, but we both hated the feel of it. We aren't against butt stuff as we rim each other quite often.
Oh my god.
But water shooting up the feces-covered backside is a no bueno. These people just must have insane shits. They're describing, like, Armageddon, like, feces-covered backside.
Yeah, I feel like they're just, like, in the wrong position for a bidet.
Maybe they just didn't install it right, and that's...
It just sprays all the way up my back, and it hits me in the back of the head.
Imagine how bad of a shit you had to have taken to result to not just standing up and unlocking the door. And, like, this now the result has to be you have to sit in there and watch me shit.
Yeah, this is... Also, maybe just don't shut the door. Do they have roommates? Just ship the door
They
open.
Don't mention that.
I just can't believe that you wouldn't do that for me.
It'd be bad. Wipe your ass. I don't want to sit in there and rub your back and tell you good job.
If I asked you to, would you?
Probably not.
Well, let's see who loves the other one more. I would absolutely do that for you.
Hey, man, I'm pretty personal about... I like talking about my shits, but I don't want people there for my shits. It's the same, like, I'm terrified of shitting myself, and that's why it's like, I love hearing other people shit themselves, but it just scares me to death. We're back on it, boys. We thought...
I didn't mean to bring us back down this hole.
What was episode 5 was going to be the shit episode? No.
4 and 5 are both shit episodes.
Shit-heavy episodes. We didn't get too far away from it. We're back on the topic.
We do have a shit story.
Let's save that for after the break.
All right.
To, like, I think it's really funny. I think the funniest part of the story to me is they're so worried about their shit-covered asses, and they sound like germaphobes, right? Like, when he's like, I mean, obviously, if you rubbed your toilet brush scrubber over your entire bathroom, you would clean it, but they're just like, the way he's describing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, there's, like, actual shit.
She says,
already.
Come in and don't touch anything. He's like, he's about to touch your ass anyway. Like,
I mean, maybe,
you're gonna wash your hands.
Maybe he's just like playing it up to get the upvotes.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, lots of upvotes go to the well-written
ones.
Dramatic posts.
Maybe they're just more responsible adults than us, and they clean their toilet weekly. Because that's what I was thinking. I was like, I know it's gross, but it's like, Mars is dry. We only use it every 6 months.
Yeah, and when you use it, it's in, like, cleaner. Like,
yeah,
obviously,
exactly.
Again, you don't want it to be touching stuff. But, like, it's just so funny to me.
Yeah, like, the way the picture I was painting in my head is just, like, literal shit just covering everything now. It's like...
Well, yeah, when she gets the door unlocked and she says, don't touch anything, you're expecting, like... She's somehow got
shit everywhere.
Yeah, just projectile diarrhea everywhere.
I gotta take a step back to the bidet. I feel like a bidet still has to be more comfortable than having somebody else wipe your butt. I mean, like, how do you control?
But you still wipe with a bidet, don't you? Because isn't your
just
butt
just do a dry?
Just pat
you just
dry.
Do a, you just do a dry off run.
Okay, but she still can't do that.
Yeah, but I feel like it's easy to dry off versus wiping the shit out of your ass.
Right. If I was gonna have somebody clean up after me, I'd much rather have them be one or two wipes to dry as opposed to potentially highlighter.
I was gonna say, what happens when you have one of those poops where it's just you just keep wiping it and it's like, oh, what's happening here? Is there still a turd coming out? What's going on?
There's a leak in the system. All right. Well, that's it for the first half of the episode. Let's hit a quick break with an ad read.
This week from 101.5 Chill FM.
It's SIL, C-I-L.
SIL FM.
It's the Southern Illinois radio station.
Oh, that's what the C-I-L is. Southern Illinois.
Well, I don't know what the C is, but it's the radio station's from Southern Illinois.
Probably CAR?
Maybe.
All right. We'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, and welcome back.
Hi.
Ricky.
Oh, hi. Oh, what no. are you doing? Okay.
Ricky, just me and you.
Can I tell you my shit story?
Yes, tell us your shit story. We can circle your shit story.
Okay, so on Monday, today is Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on Monday, we had to take all three of our pets to the vet. And so we've got a dog and two cats. We just got this new cat. His name is George. He's real cute. But Maxine and Willard, we've had for a long time. Like, we take them to the vet at the same time all the time. Like, they're very good in the car. They're very good at the vet's office. It's never a big deal. Willard, our cat, he goes on a harness and, like, a leash. He doesn't get... Basically, I just carry him. He doesn't go in, like, a cat carrier. So we're like, oh, with the new cat, we'll just do what we normally do with Willard. So we got...
Well, the idea is he's a super calm cat. Like, even more calm than Willard. So it's like,
yeah, George is
what's
chill.
The worst that could happen?
Yeah. So we get George a harness, and we start loading up the car to go to the vet appointment. And Christian and Willard and Max are all in the car, and I'm carrying George out. And as soon as I get, like, 2 feet away from the car, he just pisses all over me. Just all the way down the side of my leg. It was terrible. Like, all right.
Continues to piss for about
3 minutes. Yeah, he pissed for like 2 straight minutes. It's insane.
The man's got a strong flow.
It was so wild. Much. I'm just watching it in the mirror like, what the fuck is going on?
He didn't want to have an accident in the car. He was getting all out at first.
Sure, yeah.
He didn't want to be like 20 minutes down the road like, can we pull over?
So I let him finish his business. And I'm like, all right, he's done. That was the longest pee I've ever seen in my life. Throw him in the car. Like, I put him at, like, where my feet would be on the passenger side, and go in and change. So I get back out to the car, and George got up on, like, Christian's lap. Christian was driving. We get a couple blocks away, and it's like, man, it smells like he farted. Did you fart? Nah, I didn't fart. Maybe it's the cat. I mean, George does have stinky farts. Cat farts are very bad.
Farts.
Sure, yeah. So I was like, well, he looks like he's, you know, trying to climb around on you while you're driving. I'm going to move him. So I pick George up, and as I'm picking George up and moving him over to my lap, I see two solid turds down by Christian's feet. I'm just like, oh, he definitely shit. And then I look at Christian's lap, and he's got shit across his lap. And then I put George down by my feet, and there's shit on my lap.
Was it solid, or was that point, was it?
It was like...
It was mush.
It was mush. It was bad. It was so bad.
Yeah. Because, yeah, here's the thing. It's like a solid turd. It smells bad, but not that bad.
You can just pick it up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when she moved him and, like, dragged him across his shit and just, like, mashed it into my pants.
It was everywhere. And then I went to put him down, like, at my feet, and his butt wiped across my seat. So I've got cat shit all over my car seat.
Everywhere.
You guys, it's a bad time.
What you guys failed to mention, though, is that he did recently break all four of his paws, so he had clubs on all of his paws. So he needed you guys to wipe his ass, and you forgot to.
We tried getting him to use a bidet, but he just doesn't like it.
He just doesn't like it. Yeah, so we had to turn around, and we were like 4 or 5 blocks away from our house, and I'm rolling the windows down to like let
fresh air in.
This
was all within 4 to 5 blocks away? Yes.
It was just chaos.
It was straight up chaos, and like, I was so worried about the cats trying to flee out the window. I was gagging the whole... It smelled so bad. I almost want to gag just reminiscing about the smell. It was terrible.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah, like we said, like five blocks, and it's like, well, he already shit. Do we just keep going? And then it's like, continue to shit more, and like we're like gagging in this car.
It's
like,
so we gotta
fucking turn around. We gotta.
It was so bad.
It's like, how much more could he shit? And it's like, I bet it was a 20-minute drive to the vet, and it's like, I bet he could shit a whole lot more if he wanted to. I just saw how this dude pisses, all right? I'm sure he could shit for 2 minutes solid, too.
It was a bad time.
So after you guys, like, got him home and, like, cleaned up everything, was the next car ride, like, to the vet fine?
No. It fucking stunk.
No, it was terrible.
But, I mean, like, was he fine?
Oh,
he didn't get to go.
We had to cancel his
trip. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we left. We took George home. We changed our clothes. We got the stuff to clean it up. I cleaned up the best that I could for the time being, but our appointment was at like 3 o'clock, and it's 3 p.m. right now, and we have a 20-minute drive. So I called the vet's office, and I was like, "Listen, it is a quite literal shit show over here. I'm either going to be 20 minutes late, or I will reschedule. I'll pay for this appointment. Like, I get it. I'll do whatever." And she's like, "Well, your appointment's not until 3:30." And I was like, oh, "Thank God. Why did I do this to myself?" So. Yeah, but the whole car ride, it just smelled so bad. And Willard somehow, like, we put Willard in the back seat with Maxine, and George was just in the front with us. While we were inside changing, Willard jumped up into the front seat and dragged his tail through some of the shit.
I forgot he was covered in shit, too. It was so...
It was just...
He was covered in shit, his harness and leash was covered in shit, and it was just like, oh my god.
It was a bad fucking time.
That's amazing.
I don't wish that upon my worst enemy. Not at all. And I didn't even know that was a thing that cats do. They just, like, defecate themselves in defense, like, in self-defense.
Yeah.
And I was telling one of my coworkers that morning that I was taking all of the pets to the vet. And she's like, oh, this one cat I used to have used to, like, you know, like, fright. How did she say it? Just, like, instantly shit when he got nervous. And I was like, oh, I've never heard of that. That sucks for you. That's not gonna happen to me. I swear to God, she willed it into existence.
She fucking cursed us.
She jinxed us.
I slashed her tires the next day.
I texted her right after our appointment. I was just like, I fucking hate you. I can't believe you did this to me. This is all your fault.
That's so fucking good.
Oh, it was terrible.
The smell was just awful.
So, I'm getting my car detailed tomorrow. And
well, I couldn't smell it when we were in your car yesterday.
Oh god, we like doused it in Lysol and air and Febreze. So now it just smells like clean linen and shit, so.
It was like an undertone of shit.
I couldn't smell it at all.
Slight hint of shit.
Yeah. Which is wild, because her car, for some reason, just like holds smells.
Oh yeah.
It's like you go get like food to like carry out, and it's just like,
2 straight days,
you,
they'll
you
smell
fucked
like that
up.
Food.
You shouldn't have had spaghetti in your car for 15 minutes. And it's like, I don't even know if spaghetti smells like anything, but you fucking get in there 2 days later, and it's like, is that fucking spaghetti I smell right now?
Essence of spaghetti.
Yeah, it's like,
yep.
It's like a spaghetti used to be in there and it got murdered, so there's just like a spaghetti ghost chilling in there, mm-hmm. And you're like, huh.
Now there's gonna be ghosts of George's cat shit forever. I gotta sell my car now.
So if anybody is on the market for a car, shit.
Vintage Judgy's Pod official merch. Officially, formerly used car of a Judgy's podcast host.
It's memorabilia at this time. Right?
Autographed in a brown ink on the
gross
seats.
Just one little brown paw print.
All right. So I've got a little bit of a trifecta. I've got a little bit of a trifecta on this back end. I think some of the funniest content on the internet that I love to laugh at, one of it is like, I mean, it's kind of all similar, but it's like men not understanding women's anatomy, I think, is really funny.
I love that.
Which I'm not going to pretend like I'm an expert.
I was like, oh no, we're going to throw me in. I think have we talked about this where it's like, I didn't receive like sex education?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lacking of it. Yeah. But even like, regardless, along with that, I really love incel stuff. Like, people post, I'm totally an incel.
What are you admitting to right now?
I love reading, like, incels or, like, that mindset of people, like, it's not me, it's the girl's problem. Why? Like, I just think it's so funny and cringe.
Incel / piss babies.
Yes, entirely piss babies. I love listening to piss babies. I've got three here. They aren't all exactly like straight up incels, but it's all like that same thinking, and I think they are so funny. So this is on the first one's on r/ unpopular opinion. So normally people post stuff on here that are popular opinions, and people just comment like, "Oh, way to not have an unpopular opinion." Or people post actual unpopular opinions and they get banned because they're racist. So
oh boy.
If you don't know Reddit Awards, Reddit's a free app or service, but it's got ads in the feed. So if you can pay for premium and it makes it so you don't have ads, and I think there's a few other features, I don't really know. It's not worth paying for it. But if somebody really likes a post, they can give it they can gild it or give it awards. And it's essentially gifting Reddit premium to the user or the OP. So when something has a shit ton of awards, it's because a lot of people like resonate with that post. Like, yeah, I agree with you. Here's Reddit premium for a month. This post has 30 awards. Wow. It's titled, like, look, that's all the awards it has.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
47,000 upvotes. It's called, "I like having a small dick."
Oh boy.
Alright, I'm on board.
From u/OG Pissy Chrissy. Weird, okay.
That's
No underscore,
it's
though.
It's crazy that I'm Pissy _ Chrissy. Definitely not just Pissy Chrissy.
"For ages I've heard nonstop jokes in media, on the internet, and from others that make it seem like having a small penis is somehow a death sentence or makes for some unbearable existence. I disagree. As a man with a small penis. I have what I'd take to be a rather small member, probably no more than 4 inches when erect. And when flaccid, I get that epic Greek statue look." The thing is,
epic.
I'm never once worried about my dick size the way society tells me I should. So I should be reading this with a journal. "Thing is, I've never once worried about my dick size the way society tells me I should. Some of the strongest primates in the animal kingdom have small dicks, and they're doing just fine. Also, being insecure about something that pretty much no one will see on a daily basis seems pretty silly to me." So this isn't, like, directly incel behavior, but it's so funny. He's like, just to be, like, on, like, a Tinder date, like, first time, like, hook, like, you know, meeting up, and, like, tell me about your interests.
I like tennis.
Okay.
Sometimes I like to crochet.
Yeah. I just to be forward, I have a small dick.
Oh.
But okay. Look how jacked I am.
Yeah.
Look how big my truck is.
I've got washboard abs, so like when I'm shirtless, it like almost doesn't even matter. I pretty much just look like
a Greek
Michelangelo's like a Greek David. Statue. Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. Oh.
My dick root is insane, but my dick is not.
Dick root bomb. Dick not too bomb.
Dick root's there, but it ain't getting watered. The plant ain't growing. To go like, I think that's a pretty common argument too. Is like, gorilla's penis size in relation to the rest of their body is actually like really small, and it's like humans have evolved differently than fucking gorillas. I'm not trying to shame people with small dicks, but it's also really funny where he's like, "I've got a small dick, 4 inches." It's like there are people with much smaller dicks than 4 inches.
I actually just read a BuzzFeed article about micro penises.
Yeah, micropenises.
Micropenises. Mm-hmm. And it was all like from women or like sexual partners that have had a relationship of some sorts with a micropenis or a macropenis, and
with a person that has a micropenis. Do not label them by their physical features.
Fair, yes, apologies. But it was just interesting because none of them were negative, and the only thing that they had to say negative about somebody with a micropenis was that they were
terrible
too self-conscious
personality.
About
yeah,
it.
Right.
Yeah, that their personality
anything
sucked.
Anything I've ever read about it, and similarly to that, I didn't read a BuzzFeed on it, but I've read a lot about micro penises, but
why is that though, guys?
Just interested in the art. Anything I've read is that where it's like the guys have such a, which is kind of the point of this post, where it's like society does like ridicule the men, but also the dudes are like shitty about it when they have it. Like, there's a healthy way to be upfront and say, hey, like, just so you know, like,
this is what I got going on, but I'll make up for it
together, right?
Yeah, and that's like all the posts where these partners saying, you know, it was some of the best sexual experiences that they had because
they have to learn to not just
they had to figure something else out to make it work.
Yeah, this is the problem with this post, is like, he started from a good place, like,
right,
it's like good for you to like accept it, but then it's like, man, the more you're talking, the more you're just like,
yeah, I'm like totally not insecure about it. I mean, like, fucking silverbacks have small dicks and fucking David was puny, right? Right? It's like fucking crying, like, yeah, man, I love having a small dick.
One of my friends, actually, she went on a date. They started hooking up. He's like, hey, I got real tiny, tiny member. And she, like, laughed at him and left.
What? That's horrible.
That's so terrible. And I was like, well, did you even, like, let anything else happen? She was like, no, I just couldn't handle it. Size is everything.
Let's drag this person. Just expose them right now.
It's okay, obviously, if she doesn't want that in a partner, but to just, like, ridicule them.
Yes, it was terrible. So, I feel so, I mean, I never met the guy, but I felt really bad for him. Like, you're such a shitty person if you're, like, if you like them, you connected with them on a level enough to get in bed with them, and then that's
not even give them a chance.
It's clearly just physical for you. Like, you can't be with a person that, I don't know, I was upset about it, and it's not even me.
Were they initiating a relationship, or was it just a hookup?
No, they were initiating, like, she had met one of his kids, and, like...
Yikes, he has kids? I didn't know they worked like that.
What?
But yeah, like, it was going well, you know, until they were, like, taking the next step to get in bed, and she was like, oh, God, I can't
that
do it.
That is so brutal.
I know, I can't even imagine, and she never talked to him again.
Wow.
She completely ghosted him.
And then he went on Reddit and said, I like having a small... so that one, obviously not super big incel energy. I just think it's really funny to just be like, I'm not insecure.
No, you're insecure.
The next one I've got,
I have tiny dick with big dick energy. All right, guys.
So this is on, there's a sub just called r/dating, and it's supposed to be like general advice about like dating in the modern world. A lot of the posts on this sub, there's like r/dating advice, r/dating. A lot of it is from men who can't get dates and are pissed about it. Mm-hmm. And I subbed to both of them because it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, that's why you subbed.
And
them. I'm definitely not posting.
I'm not posting every day.
Why don't women love me? I've lost weight and I got funnier. Why don't they like me?
I have a comedy podcast that gets decent views.
I've been putting Rogaine on my beard and still.
Please don't call me out like that, Erica.
I'm sorry. I feel really bad about that one, actually.
Well, it's fine, because we're actually going to rename our show to the Jeff Rogaine Experience. Jeff, Jesus Christ. We're actually going to rename our show to the Joe Rogaine Experience.
Please don't make jokes about that. We're already getting hate. We're already getting hate Twitter about...
We had two hate tweets for making a joke about Joe Rogan getting canceled.
We are actually up to three hate tweets
now.
Hell
yeah, dude. It was one of them from me.
We're getting traction. But what's wild... At first, I thought they were going to be bots. Two of the three, not bots.
Imagine just being that sad.
That's what I said. I wanted to talk shit, and Erica wouldn't let me. I was going to make fun of them for... Because to find that tweet, they had to like search up Joe Rogan's name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're like, wait, this guy's talking about Joe Rogan bad?
Not Daddy Joe. So this is on, r/dating. A lot of the posts are guys like, it's so hard to find a date because girls get to be so selective. And, like, meanwhile, I swipe right on everybody and nobody swipes left on... Or everybody swipes left on me. So this person... And this is a look into why those people aren't getting right swiped. Title: Smart Girls Are More Attractive Than Dumb Girls. In my personal opinion, a smart girl who's a 7 is better than a dumb girl who's a 9. Being intelligent makes a person more attractive, as well as having a good personality. Bland girls who are hot aren't interesting and therefore less attractive.
Wait, did you say blind girls?
Bland.
Bland, okay.
Bland girls who are hot aren't interesting and therefore less attractive. Does anybody else agree with this statement?
No, he's got a really good point here. Smart girls do store their smartness in their boobs and butts, so like they tend to be viewed as more attractive by like the monkey brain. I think that's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Erica,
I love.
Have you? I said it before. I haven't had like sex ed, but Erica, did they teach you about this in sex ed? I could have swore this was a thing.
Mm, definitely. Then this is the part where Christian goes, "She said it, folks."
No, I was just going to talk about how smart men also store it in their balls, and that's why my balls are so tiny.
There's two things stored in the balls. Your smarts and your pee.
Yep.
Yep.
Whew! We need some men's anatomy in here, too.
It's so funny. He's like, even if she's a 7, she's hotter than a 9. Like, oh, so like anybody less than a 7 is just undateable? Like, what the fuck?
I was thinking that, too. Like, are you accounting the extra couple of points, like, she's a 7 because she's smart?
Mm.
She's actually a 4 or 5?
The whole, this is such a, like, a young dude trend of, like, well, and it some people extends, but, like, rating girls like that.
Yeah. This is a very big theme in, like, the incel world, too, where it's like, I'm a 1, but I won't date below an 8, alright? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't think that's how it works, and it's like...
I saw a post on Twitter that said, like, I've literally never seen a heterosexual relationship where the man is more attractive than the woman. And it was, like, made as, like, a joke tweet.
No, that's...
But somebody responded with a picture of himself and his girlfriend and said, oh, yeah, bet. And then someone's like, why would you say that? You were just going on and saying that you're more attractive than your girlfriend? What the fuck? Like,
well, some people are narcissists, Josh.
Oh, yeah. So he has an edit that says, I didn't necessarily mean a 7 versus a 9 or whatever. I just meant someone who by normal standards would be considered less attractive. You know, a 7. Also, I would be willing to stake my life on the idea that most women are easily 7s.
I swear to God, dude, all women start at 7.
As long as they got a place where I can put my dick, they're a 7. And most women... if they have a good personality, break the fucking scale.
Hell yeah, brother.
There's no way to actually rate people because everyone sees people differently. Now he's getting woke.
Is this fucking Steven from last episode?
Midway through the post, he gets kind of woke. Like, he's almost stumbling on the proper way of thinking. The 1 to 10 scale is, for me, at least just a blanket basis. Most guys, and I'm sure women, rate people on this scale before they've met them. After you've met someone, the scale no longer exists because it's no longer just a blanket opinion. It can be expanded upon. I probably just dug myself a deeper hole, but too late now. Not too late, could have deleted it.
Yep, just never posted it.
It's like, I see posts like this all the time on this sub where it's like, I wonder why this guy doesn't get matches on Tinder. Imagine, you can only imagine, like, even if he was able to create a good enough profile for a 7 to swipe on him, he's just immediately like, you know, you are only a 7, but maybe you have a good enough personality that I might think you're a 9, or maybe you even break the scale. Meanwhile, he's just wearing a...
Fedora?
No, he's wearing a...
Trilby. Trilbies aren't cool, fedoras are cool.
A scarf. And his name is Onyx the Fortuitous.
Okay, this dude sounds cool. Stop it. I don't know. Maybe.
So the last one that's sort of in this same. This one goes way more incel. This is an r/cringetopia. This is a... this guy's on Omegle. And I guess on Omegle you can have like... which is a random video chatting service. Mm-hmm. So you can just... if you don't like the video... the person that you're video chatting with, you just hit next and it puts you to a random person in the world. But you can put tags like that you're both interested in food, so it might only connect you with people that are interested in food. So this guy in his bio for Omegle puts,
good morning, fair lady.
Mamegle.
I'm in search of a fine bosomed
Oh, like that you're laughing at your own joke. You can't even finish
He's
it.
He's trying to make a furry joke, but he doesn't know enough about furries.
I'm more of a... what's a reptile one? I'm more of a scaly. Is that what it's called? I hope
just
that's
say otherkin and then you're good.
Ah, yes.
A fine-bosomed otherkin for me, for this fine lad. If you skip, fucking kill yourself.
Hell yeah,
strong
dude.
Start. Male, 18, looking for a straight weeb girlfriend from East Coast of USA who has no friends, no relationships, nothing to voice chat with. Do not waste my fucking time if you're not voice chatting. One, I am looking for a girlfriend to voice chat with me every single day.
I'm looking for a girlfriend?
Say what you want. He knows what he wants.
I was about to say, this dude...
He's got his priorities.
You gotta give him props on that one, all right? He knows what he wants.
Two.
Don't waste his time.
I am looking for a girlfriend who is going to get me off on Omegle.
Oh my god.
Oh wait, actually I read that wrong. It's so much funnier what he says. I'm looking for a girlfriend who is going to get me off of Omegle. So he's only on Omegle to meet a girlfriend. Three. I am looking for a girlfriend who is going to meet me in real life or give me a place and a new life to live.
What?
Very strong.
If you want to be my girlfriend, you have to give me.
If you want to be my lover, you have to give me room and board. Give me a new place to live. I'd like to fuck whores. All right. 18 plus only. 18 plus only, USA. And then he gives away his kick, which is Way Sparkle 1. Doesn't really match the rest of them, but all right. If there's no females on here, I ask you to go on all social sites and look for a female that needs me.
Oh my god, he wants you to put in the work.
Asterix pinches your arm with finger and thumb. Asterix gigantic. Asterix lifts you off the ground. Poor little female. Very angry. Now, settle down. Let the superior gender do the talking.
What the fuck? What the fuck was that?
So he goes into, like, that cringe, like, RP text, like...
Oh, God.
Ubu nuzzles you, lifts you off the ground with my finger, like, ooh, men are superior. Meanwhile, he has to go... Men are the superior gender, but he has to go on to Omegle to beg for... Not only for women to like him, but also, if you aren't a woman, to go find women
for him.
Also, please, his life is shitty, and he needs a girl to save him. But...
Please, I need a girlfriend. Just if you could just like and subscribe and share this to all your girlfriends. I'm really needing one right now.
I can't even, like, dignify this with a response from an actual woman.
Do you have a friend, maybe, that he could...
No, absolutely not.
Do you have any friends with no boyfriends, friends, or family that he could move in with?
Nope. This guy needs to,
Wavy Sparkles, I'm sorry, dog. I know you're one of our listeners. We tried.
Says he, this comment says, what the fuck? Someone responded, he's an alpha, duh. Someone responded, says he's a superior person, writes fantasy of girls saving him from a shitty existence.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I fucking love incel being, like, God, it's really disgusting, and it really highlights a horrible part of our society that exists and is, like, perpetuated, especially online like that. But holy shit, I love reading it and laughing at it.
That dude rocks. He definitely wears a trilby. You guys were right. He wears a trilby. He probably does have a scarf.
Well, the funny thing, too, is, like, I mean, maybe not with posts like this. I don't know if I said this on the podcast or not, but there's, like, some study that, like, that showed, like, when people read anonymous stories or hear anonymous stories about people, when you're imagining it in your mind, you don't imagine the person to be, like, in bad health or, like, in a bad... It's, like, you always imagine them to be, like, normal people. So when you hear these stories, you're like, oh, that's so fucking weird. But it's like, yeah, this guy's like, when you hear stories like this, you imagine a fucking neck beard. And you're like, ah, no, that fits the fucking description.
Yeah, no, it's like, when you're talking about this guy, do you remember when I lived in SIU in the apartment as an RA, and my roommate, he was the biggest neck beard I've ever met.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, like, a fucking hoarder. And, like, but he, like... It was so weird, because he'd be super cool to me, but then, like, you could just tell this dude was not cool at all. Like, not a good guy.
Like, but at all, or specifically to women?
Probably towards women.
I mean, he was nice to me.
Was he?
Yeah, he never, like, I never got bad vibes from him, other than, like, his I mean, he hoarded, like, garbage. He would never take out his trash from his room.
Yeah, like he'd be like, "Oh, let me show you this thing." And like he's like a video game guy. He's like, "Let me show you this." And then like I would go into his room and it would just be like hundreds of cans of Mountain Dew and like
and energy drinks.
Yeah, like energy drinks, and he wouldn't buy. He would roll his own cigarettes, and so he just had like a 5-pound bag of just loose tobacco and like the rolling papers for it, and it's like. This dude was wild.
Yeah.
And that's the exact picture that gets painted in my head. Because he was a big weeb, too. Mm-hmm. Didn't like his family.
He, like, got kicked out, didn't he?
Yeah.
He, like, failed out or whatever. He never left the apartment.
No. It was wild.
There's a subreddit that, like, explicitly has pictures of that. Where it's mainly, like, incels or, like, neckbeards who have disgusting, filthy rooms like that. I can't remember the name of it. I was trying to find it, but it's just pictures of like people's rooms filled with like
their like basement
Doritos bags and Mountain Dew.
I just don't know how people live like that.
There is a subreddit about it, because I remember it was on something like, the Nest. Top page. It was like on the top page for one day when I was on Reddit, and it like the guy took a picture and was like, "Yeah, this is my bathroom," and it was literally his like room was set up in a basement, and his bathroom was just a drain on the floor that he took a piss and shit into.
Ew.
It's like, what the fuck?
So, if you guys want to see some, the subreddit is called r/ neckbeard nests, and all it is just disgusting, like, pictures of people's rooms. Just literally covered, this dude's got his bed on the floor.
He's got his computer on a pile of garbage.
Yes, oh he does. Oh my god.
That rocks.
And just that cans, so beer bottles. Literally overflowing off of the floor onto his bed.
His piss bottles next to his bed.
No sheets on the bed, because why would you need them? Why would I wash the sheets?
Yeah, she is just an unnecessary piece of fabric. You don't need it. You just need the blanket.
Imagine that he somehow tricked a woman into coming over there. Like, my first thought would be, okay, I'm gonna die here. He's gonna murder me.
You know what's really funny is, like, obviously, dating is like a vulnerable state, and you get like self-conscious about yourself when you're doing it. I see posts a lot of the times where it's like, imagine going over to a guy's house and he's got a dual monitor and a light up keyboard, and every time I'm like, oh, I'm gonna bring a girl, I'm gonna finally get to the point in a relationship where I'm gonna like have a girl come to my house and she's gonna walk into my office and see my fucking RGB cherry X red Corsair gaming keyboard and just be like, ah, bye, fucking weirdo. She's gonna see my room of...
Just tell her that you work from home.
Dual monitor, yeah, with a light-up keyboard. Dual monitors, I've got a webcam, I've got a light-up keyboard, D&D up on the wall. She's gonna be like, don't pay attention.
Just take her the other way around.
Yeah, I'll just... don't go in that room. It's under construction.
I actually work for the government. And there's like top secret information in there. We can't go in there. Sorry.
Ugh.
I'm a man of mystery.
All right, folks. Well, that's going to be it for this week's episode of The Judgies. If you want to, send us an email at judgiespod@gmail.com.
Let us know if you've done something cringy or if your animals shit all over your car. And your Monday.
Or if you find a good Reddit post that needs to be read.
Or, more importantly, if you find a girl with no family or friends to tie her down that you could point to wavy sparkles for us.
Or don't, because he doesn't deserve it.
Well, no, he sounds like a pretty cool dude. You could also follow us on Twitter at JudgiesPod. That's JudGiS.
Watch Christian pod. Clap back to the Joe Rogan haters.
No, well, I wanted to. Erica wouldn't let me.
Let's just... In the future, if we get more, we'll just name drop Joe Rogan every week.
Oh, dude, you're and then smart.
Whenever you do get a real account, just like screenshot them being a piece of shit somewhere else on their account, because it's gonna happen, and they'll just respond with that.
That's pretty smart.
Fair enough. You can also follow us on Instagram. It's the same handle as our Twitter. It's JudgiesPod, JudGies Pod, POD.
And also, don't forget to like and subscribe on whatever you're listening on. We did just get added to Google Podcasts today. Apple Podcasts should be coming soon. So make sure you leave us a review. That would really help us. Share with your friends.
Yeah.
Tell people you like the pod. You don't have to like the pod. Just tell people you like it.
Yeah.
You know, and if, why?
You know, like we do. Why? Also, more importantly than friends, share this with your mom. I think they'll like it.
We actually, if you look
Big
at our
with moms.
Yeah, if you look at our analytics, it's a lot of mom listeners.
Yeah, big chunk of moms. Mm-hmm. I mean, it, don't pay attention to the fact that we only have four listeners and two of them are our moms.
Everyone always says I'm like, I always hit off with like the moms. All right, well, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.